We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? It's finally working. Oh my gosh. This was a battle for the ages. Not the game tonight. The Magic won convincingly over the San Antonio Spurs, but this show right now was a battle. If you're here live right here on YouTube, thanks for sticking with us. I'll just be honest with you guys. This is what happened, okay? Earlier today, we scheduled a show to go live just like this at 3 p.m. after the trade deadline. Just in case something happened with the Magic, we scheduled the show. We were ready. I set the stream on private because, you know, we weren't going to use it if nothing happened. And then nothing happened, so we didn't end up using it. So when I hit live earlier, I went live on the private stream that was supposed to be at 3 o'clock, and then it was all messed up, and now we're here. We fixed it. We're live. Here we go. Let's go. Magic win 127-111 over the San Antonio Spurs. Oh, man, the game was less dramatic than the start of this show was. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I started the show twice already. I started the show, talked for 5 minutes, and then looked at the chat and looked at the viewership and realized I was talking to myself. And I did it again and messed up again. But here we are. You're here. I see you, chat. You see me. We're making this happen. Let's go. Magic win. Love that. This show, the Six-Man Show Postgame Live, is presented by Rock'em. Rock'em is the world's largest sock store. They make socks and underwear. It's a Central Florida company that makes Central Florida products with Central Florida employees. We're big fans of them. So whether you are looking for NBA socks like the Magic or NFL, NHL, College 2, socks and underwear for maybe some other brands like Harry Potter, Marvel, Disney, Star Wars, those kinds of things, or if you're looking for some holiday stuff coming right up, we got St. Patrick's Day, wedding season is right around the corner. Rock'em has all kinds of like bride and groom socks that are kind of fun. Shop at rock'em.com, but when you do, definitely use that code MAGIC20 because it'll get you 20% off your order at rock'em.com. And of course, who doesn't like to save money, but also while you're saving money, you can support the Six-Man Show, and that means a lot, so definitely check them out at rock'em.com. Thank you. Wow. Okay, chat. Here we are. After what was a battle to get this show started, we are here. The thing that really stinks is we had some super chats earlier. I saw them before I had to fix the stream, and they're gone for me. So I know Ty had one. I don't remember what it said. I don't remember who the other person was. I'm going to see if I can find it over here on YouTube. I don't know if it's possible, but big shout out to the super chats that came in the earlier stream before it was broken. So big shout out to you guys. Always appreciate that. Let's look at the rest of the chat here. Lots of people saying play the song. I'm going to play the song, but I'm going to keep talking. I don't want to keep you waiting. Actually, no, I can't talk over this. I can't do it. Orlando Magic. Yeah, love that. Sorry, I thought I could talk over it, but my body just won't allow me to do that. Oh my goodness. Oh, Dennis says, we were there, Kevin. We saw Wimby get crammed on live. Let's go. Let's go. Love that. Love that. Ajori B says, I'm disappointed we didn't make a trade to improve the roster, but I still trust and believe in this front office. Go Magic. Yeah. A little bit surprising for some people not to have a deal made. Our good friend Jonathan Osborne, co-host of the Six-Man Show, says, play the song. We absolutely did. Thanks, Brazen says, I think Kev passed out at that Isaac alley-oop. I was very much alive. Very much alive. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, maybe internally passed out. It was fun. Oh yeah, and then here are all these chats saying they can't see me. Man, that was tragic. Tragic. David Erickson says, OKK jersey. Should I get it now? Rich says, Paolo 20 and 5 streak ended. You know what? Yes, but I'll take that in a win every single time. Rich says, I want my money back. Sorry about that, guys. Rookie mistake, even though we are 50-something games. You know what, guys? I'll just be honest. I'm pretty proud of us. We got 50-something games into this season before we had a major, you know, technological malfunction. I'm very proud of us here at the Six Man Show. Way to go. 50-something games, and we made it without a major technical snafu until tonight. But anyway, glad you guys stuck it out. Always appreciate that. Let's see what else we got. I am a fan, not a owner, says Paolo. Looked like he had some fun tonight. Happy to see that. Yeah, always fun when guys are mic'd up. I definitely think some of those clips are going to be used a lot on the internet going forward. Some of those Paolo laughing clips were pretty funny. Definitely enjoy that. Seth says, man, if we could shoot like that every game, keep shooting if they're falling and slow it down if they're not, is how it has to be here on out. You know what was so interesting is the third quarter, the Magic shot 9 of 12 from 3 and lost the quarter. Incredible. Don't know how they did that. That's very surprising. Just a testament to the defense, or lack thereof. Oh gosh, you guys are funny. D-Randall says, just saying, you never had problems before. You said there would be no postgame live after the OKC game. You're right. We did say that. We did say that. Yeah, here's, okay, here, I'm just skipping through the chat. This is where it started working. Great, 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 great. Here we go. Rich says, maybe there's a seventh man show we can watch. Aw, oh, pain. Deserve that, though. Deserve that. Oh, Henry says, going to leave us waiting like the Magic front office left us waiting for a trade. Tragic. Tragic. Okay, this is where it started working. Love that. Chris has injected into my veins. Absolutely. Fazan says, bro, needs the all-star break as badly as the players. Rip. Yeah. Thanks Praises says, hit the thumbs up for the dedication alone. Thank you, Thanks Praises. Appreciate that. Yeah. If you're here right now and there's 89 of you who stuck it out after the technical difficulties, why don't you hit that like button? Please do. If anything, just for the Magic win. We really needed this win. Hey, Magic are winning games they're supposed to win. You just love to see that. You just love to see that. Let's see here. Yep, we saw Wimby get crammed on. That was a lot of fun. Donald says 13 for 20 at the line, not going to get it against contenders. Yeah, that wasn't great. Luckily, the Magic shot the ball well in other places tonight, but free throw line was not one of them. Henry says literally dancing like a fool in my room over the song. You love, hey, that's the way to do it though. You just got to embrace the song. Doesn't matter if you're by yourself or with a crowd. Doesn't matter if you're at home or at Kia Center. Embrace the song. You just have to. You can't ignore it. You can't deny it. Luke says 34 assists, but 16 turnovers. Yeah. Pros and cons everywhere. Ty says, did we just make 50 Cent a fan? I don't know. He looks good in Magic Blue. I'm just saying. Like that color palette fits him, you know? I believe he's a Knicks fan, right? Isn't that right? Pretty sure he's a Knicks fan. Luke says the ball movement was great. So many good looks. That's facts. Only Melo says need AB to get more minutes, and I wish we could play like this every time, man. I know it was the Spurs, but we still can be so much better. It's true. It's true. Nights like this give you a little glimpse of what this team is capable of. Jeremy said, did you see that Paolo is participating in the Skills Challenge and the Rising Stars game? Yeah, and the All-Star game. Homeboy's got stuff all weekend long. He's going to be exhausted, but good for him. Obviously, it's good exposure. But you know, part of me is like, dude, take a rest. But I'm sure it'll be worth it. It'll be fun. Ryan says, it's amazing that we'll have three Magic Legends calling Tuesday's game on TNT. Yeah, I wondered if they were going to do that. You know, Stan, I wasn't sure about. I knew they'd put Shaq in the building. Well, obviously, Shaq is going to be in the building. I knew they'd put Shaq on the broadcast. And then Dennis Scott, you know, that's a fun third member of the team there. That'll be fun on Tuesday. Really, really excited about that. Brian says, should we sign Oladipo? I'm good. I'll pass on that. I will pass on that. Luke says, other than the third quarter, that was the game we wanted to have the last time in San Antonio. That's true. It's true. Steven says, can we talk about that Mo dunk on Wemby? Yeah. It's definitely an early candidate for Jam Hot Chicken Jam of the Week. That's for sure. I don't know how you're going to top that. Maybe something on Saturday can be crazy, but I mean, dunk on Wemby? Psh. Let's see. Isaac is Wimby's daddy. He was at that moment. That is for sure. Owned that guy at the rim. Shout out. That was pretty awesome. Dennis says 64% three-point shooting in the third is wild. Yeah, it's wild, but it's also wild that we lost the quarter. You know, that's the part that just blew my mind. The defense in that third quarter was clearly the worst part of the entire night for me. Like, yeesh. You don't want to go 9 of 12 and lose a quarter. That is not good. Not good, not good. But yeah, guys, Magic win tonight. Pretty exciting. Wire-to-wire win, as we said. Lots of highlights in this one. We already talked about the J.I. block. J.I. had two alley-oops tonight that were fun. Franz had a great dunk. Paolo had a great dunk. Paolo had that inbound steal and dunk that was awesome. Obviously, the Mo Wagner dunk on Wembanyama was really fun. So lots of highlights tonight. Three-point shooting was ridiculous. 16 of 27 from three for the Magic. So that's a fun way to win. So all in all, very, very fun night tonight. But again, it comes down to this. Magic, we want them to win the games they're supposed to win. And they did that tonight. They've done that by and large for the most part this season. There's been a couple games where they probably should have won, even though maybe the other team wasn't, or maybe the other team on paper is a good opponent for them. Obviously, the first game that comes to mind for me is the Miami game where Miami was down to eight players. Obviously, losing to Miami, you know, it's not necessarily an embarrassment, but losing to them when they were down so many players, that was a game you should have won. But as far as opponents, like the bad opponents, the Wizards, you know, teams like the Spurs, Hornets, Pistons, Magic, for the most part, have done a really, really good job. And so, as Jonathan indicates, which I was literally just about to say, took the words out of my mouth, especially at home, we're undefeated against teams below 500. Our only losses this season at home have come against teams over 500. So, obviously, big shout out to the Magic for that. This is going to be tested, though. You know, obviously, Saturday will be another game against a team that's under 500 in the Chicago Bulls. But then next week is where it gets tested. You know, you get OKC at home on Tuesday. That's a top four team in the West. And then you get the Knicks at home on Wednesday. That's a top three team in the East. Obviously, the Knicks are really injured right now, like really injured. So we'll see who's available on Wednesday for that game. But we'll talk more about the future games here in a little bit. But yeah, tonight's game, I mean, you can't really complain about a wire-to-wire win. You know, team never trailed. Wait, that's right, right? We didn't trail, did we? We'll check that. Double check. Okay, we did trail. Sorry, early in the game we trailed. Since there were two length. No, it wasn't early. It was second quarter. Doesn't matter. Second half, once that third quarter happened, never look back, and you'll take that every single time. So, shout out to the Magic. Franz was great tonight, obviously. We'll look at the numbers here in a little bit, but yeah, big shout out to them. Noel says, Cole definitely wants to play for the Knicks. Yoish. A lot of people ended up playing for the Knicks. Well, actually, the other way around. A lot of players not playing for the Knicks after today's trade deadline. Man, that's interesting. Okay, I'm being told by our friends at the Six Man Show. Luke says, we didn't trail. That's what I thought. But then I looked at the NBA box score. It says there's two lead changes. And I was like, wait, what? Okay. I don't know. Regardless, the second half was ours, and that's what really matters. Yeah, Everett says Cole was okay this game. Yeah, he was all right. Ends up with 12 points tonight. Very efficient, 5 of 7, hit both of his threes. You know, you'll take that for sure. A good bounce-back game from Cole tonight. Didal says the Spurs came back to tie us 20-20 but never led. Okay, there we go. There we go. This is kind of funny. Do you believe, says Dunk on Wemby. Every time you say it, it sounds like a club downtown. That's funny. Like it's on Wemby Street. Dunk on Wemby. That's funny. I like that. Yeah, other thoughts from this game? I mean, Jeremy Sochan gave us a little bit of fits in San Antonio. It was nice to not worry about him tonight. I mean, he ends up with 9 points. Wow, I didn't even get double digits. So, credit to the Magic. Devin Vassell was, what did he end up with, 23 in the third quarter? Something like that. Crazy. 30 on the night. Yeah, he was terrific. But outside of that, I mean, you hold Wemby to 15 points, two assists, a block, or sorry, a steal, three blocks, and five turnovers. Take that every time. Shoot 6 of 12 from the field. He'll take that. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, let's do that. Let's take a look at the box score here. Because, yeah, Franz was great. Two out of the last three games, Franz has been elite. 34 points for him, 7 boards, 7 assists, 2 blocks. Super efficient, 13 of 17 and 3 of 4 from the field. Hit all 5 of his free throws. I mean, plus 19. You just can't say enough about Franz. He was really, really good. Really good. Paolo, solid. Didn't have to be elite tonight because, you know, opponent wasn't great. And the rest of the team was really good. Paolo was 16 points, 7 of 12 and 1 of 3. Obviously, 1 of 4 from the free throw line. You don't want to see that. But 5 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, only 1 turnover. Only 2 turnovers combined for Paolo and Franz. We've said it many times on the show. If those dudes are combining for 2 or 3 turnovers, you've got a really good chance at winning the game. Wendell was pretty good tonight as well. 19 points for him. Went 3 of 4 from 3. Added 6 boards, an assist, a steal, 3 turnovers. Jalen, great night for him. 18 points, 6 of 11 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. Also missed 2 free throws, which you don't want to see. 2 of 4 for him. 3 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 turnovers for Jalen. Markel with 22. Plus 22. I was like, wait a second. He did not score 22. 2 points for Markel. 2 points for Markel. That's more like it. 1 of 4 from the field. Ended up with 5 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. The bench, a little bit of a mixed bag here. Gary with 5. Jonathan Isaac with 9. Had a lot. I mean, didn't miss from the field. Had a lot of good plays defensively. Big rebounds, as you'd come to expect. Joe Ingles was really good tonight. Shooting the ball, 2 of 3, including the 3 at the end of the first quarter. Added 4 assists and 3 rebounds. Mo Wagner, 11 points for him, as well as 2 boards and an assist. And nice little throw down on Wembanyama. We already talked about Cole. Very solid night for him. 12 points, 5 of 7 from the field. Hit both of his 3s, 2 boards, 2 assists, and a steal. And then obviously the bench unit came in for the last 253. AB included in that. Only person that scored during that stretch was Caleb Houston, who hit a 3.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top 3 things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The big numbers from this game, obviously, 3-point shooting is the reason you won comfortably, maybe even the reason you won it all after that third quarter. You know, if you're not shooting the ball that well in the third quarter, the Pistons, good grief. Wow. The Spurs come back there in that third quarter if you're not shooting the three ball like you were. So credit the Magic. They took advantage of the open shots they were given, which they were given plenty of them by San Antonio. Negatives, though. The 13 of 20, many of you mentioned that from the free throw line, 13 of 20. Not great. 16 turnovers. Not great. We've had worse on both of those, free throw shooting and turnovers. But again, those continue to be issues for this team. Luckily tonight, the team was good enough in other areas to overcome those. Chat is clarifying for me that we only tied, never trailed. Love that. Love that. Do you believe in says, no, don't look at the box score. Other than Fronstastic, our box looks like trouble for some upcoming games. Yes and no. I mean, there's some stuff that is concerning, but I mean, for the most part, guys are pretty efficient. The turnovers weren't great. Yeah, the free throw shooting was bad, but Adam says, Sohan kind of reminds me, kind of annoys me with wearing 10 and dyeing his hair. Rodman much? Yeah. It's pretty clear he's a Dennis Rodman fanboy, which, you know, I love Dennis Rodman as a basketball player, so I don't blame him. Nolan says, nice game. I like what Fron said in postgame. He said a cheeky comment about Wemby. I did not see that. You'll have to tell me what he said. I was too busy fixing this live stream that was broken. Oh, man. Noel says, I wonder what player the Magic are going to throw the bag at this offseason. We do have a bag to throw, that's for sure. That's for sure. Magic win the points in the paint battle. They get 58 points in the paint despite having Wembanyama there in the middle. You'll take that. 12 fast break points is interesting. I felt like the Magic ran a little more than that, but they end up with 12 fast break points. They led by as much as 23 with 48 points from the bench. That's a good number there for the Magic as this bench hopefully starts to climb back into it and get their momentum back after, earlier this season when they were just on fire. We already mentioned the 16 turnovers. The Magic actually scored 25 points off of the 14 Spurs turnovers, which is pretty awesome. Looking at the shooting stats, Magic shoot 59% from the field to San Antonio's basically 52. San Antonio only shoots 31% from three, while the Magic shoot 59%. I mean, that's pretty much the difference in this game. You win by 16, and you get six more threes than them. Yeah, really, really need to hit the long ball tonight, and the Magic were able to do that. How about that? The Spurs go 16 of 17 from the free throw line, while the Magic 13 of 20. You out-rebound the Spurs. The Spurs only get 27 rebounds in the whole night. That's interesting. I mean, I guess it makes sense if you do the math, but still, that's a really low number for an NBA game. Magic get 11 steals tonight. Very active. We already talked a little bit about the turnovers and some of the other stuff. So, I'm trying to think if I want to go ahead. We can talk about this. Typically on this show, as you guys know, and this is where I really like to hear from you, chat, typically on the show, we don't talk about trades and those kinds of things. I'm only going to talk about it for a couple minutes because, you know, we typically save these things for the six-man show Mondays and Thursdays. We reserve this show to be about the games, you know, the specific games that we're talking about, you know, for that night. But a lot of you mentioned it, and so this will be the one time this season that we'll open up to talk about trades because it is trade deadline day. The Magic did not make a trade, obviously. Some people really expected them to and were shocked they didn't. Other people like myself expected them not to and would have been surprised if they did any kind of serious trade, but thought maybe there might have been a deal for, you know, some of our second round picks or whatever. All that to say, I'm curious what you guys think about today's trade deadline. Curious what you think, whether it's about the Magic and standing pat, what we look at the offseason, or whether it's about some of the other teams like the Knicks, who made a really, really big deal today to acquire Alec Burks and Bojan Bogdanović today from the Detroit Pistons. So, chat, let me know what you think about today's trade deadline. While we're doing that, I am going to look at some scores across the league because there's a really, really important one for the Magic tonight. Obviously, the first one, spoiler alert. First one, the Magic beat the Spurs, obviously. That's great. Bulls currently leading the Grizzlies by 6. Interesting, 103-97. Look at this, guys. Oh, I'm not showing my screen. Rip. You can't look at it. Now you can. Timberwolves leading the Bucks by 23. Doc Rivers, yikes. Not off to a flying start there in Minnesota. Looks like this team is going to fall to, what is it? They're going to be 1-5, I think. I think they're 1-4 right now. Yikes. Not good. The other games. Suns leading the Jazz. We got a couple other late games coming up. Here's the games that matter for the Magic. Cavs beat the Nets. The Cavs are just on fire, man. They're just crazy. That team is unreal. Feels like no one's stopping them. Although the Magic, we do play them shortly after the All-Star break, I believe. I could be wrong on that. Knicks lose to the Mavericks. Why is this game important? Obviously, you know, Knicks in the standings. I don't know if the Magic are really going to catch up to them at this point. But a couple things, you know, Jalen Brunson already out. Julius Randle already out tonight. They lose Hartenstein as well. They just made the trade, so they were really depleted tonight. I think at the end of this game, they had 7 healthy bodies, which is kind of wild. The question ultimately is this team going to fall because of the injuries? Can the Magic take advantage of that? It feels a little bit insurmountable to me, and we'll look at the standings here in a second, but it's something to keep an eye on is what I'm getting at. But the game that really matters for the Magic tonight is this one. The Warriors beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 131-109. Which is going to really, really help the Magic here in a second when we look at the standings. Before we do that, I do want to look at some of these thoughts about trades really quick, and then we'll come back and look at the standings before we talk about the next few games. Let's see. Nolan says, when asked about going up against the leading shot blocker in the league, you're talking about the Franz comment. He said something to the effect of, with those long arms, you just have to find your way through them and close to the basket. That's pretty funny. Luke said, did the Gafford trade end up going through? I know Shams and Woj posted it, but then deleted it. Huh. I had not heard that it didn't go through. I didn't know that they deleted their tweets either. I just saw the tweets and ran with it. I have not looked into that one. That's interesting. Didalis says, if they're keeping their powder dry for this offseason, that's fine. But clearly this team has some glaring needs that need to be addressed to get where we want to go. Maybe the deal wasn't there. Adam says, I don't think there was anybody available that fits our team. The only move I think we need is to stay healthy. David says, Magic didn't want to overpay. I'd rather stay pat than making a bad trade. Yep. Do you believe in says, we have some gaps, but so much potential over time. And Chris says, nothing ever felt completely good. Plus, it feels like this front office is saying our younger players are going to develop into what we need. Yeah, my stance on this is the same thing I said, you know, for several weeks coming into this. I don't feel like this front office is going to make a deal that does not set this team up really well for the future. Like if this team was going to make a deal, it was going to be for somebody or some kind of asset that would set this team up really well for the future. This front office is not about going all in on this team just for this season. Like this team is what it is, right? They're not going to go out and try to bump us up from the 7 seed to the 4 seed. Like that's not what this front office is about. This front office is about producing a championship quality team. And we know we're years away from that. We know that our best players are 21 and 22 years old. And so we are 3, 4, 5 years away from being a legitimate contender, more than likely. And so this team or this front office is always looking to play the long game, right? And so that's kind of how I felt. A lot of you said the same thing. If it wasn't a great deal, no need to rush it. We've got a lot of flexibility in the offseason, a lot of cap space, still have a lot of picks that we can deal. Second rounders, especially 12 second rounders, I believe we have available to deal. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens in the offseason. I'm not super bummed about it. I think a lot of people had their hopes up, and those people are bummed. But for me, we'll just roll with this crew this season, see how far we can go, and then obviously evaluate after that. Adam says it's unfortunate with Embiid, but they've also lost 3 straight. Yeah, the Sixers are another team really worth watching. Really, really worth watching for the Magic because I really don't know how far they're going to fall. Jay says, Franz and Moni be traded to the Dallas Mavericks. Get out of here, Jay. Yuck. No, thank you. No, thank you. Last thing I want to do before we talk about these next few games, which, man, there's some fun games coming up, guys. There really are. We do want to look at the standings here. So with this win, the Magic are now level with the Miami Heat. Obviously, they lost the season series, so they are trailing the Heat in the standings, which you hate to see. Before we talk about the Pacers and some of the other teams, we do have another super chat here from Kaiser Sose. says, we didn't trade for 6'1" Tyus Jones because defense and size are our identity. Coby White fits better, 6'5", can shoot, 23, good defender. Also, we're hoping AB improves shooting and is our long-term point guard. Yeah, first off, thank you so much for that super chat. It's very, very kind of you. Always appreciate your support. When it comes to Tyus Jones, a lot of Magic fans, and I think probably myself included, would have been willing to sacrifice the defense. You know, obviously, as you mentioned, Tyus Jones, not known as a great great defender, but willing to sacrifice that for his shooting ability, for his ball handling, decision making. He's very, one of the best assist to turnover ratios in the league this season. Great shooter. So I hear you with all those things. Some of us, like I said, myself including, were probably willing to make that trade off with those stats because of the guys around him, like the other defenders that are there. And so, but you're right. I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, that would definitely been a sacrifice there. Do you believe in, says producer Kev, YouTube is hating you right now. More ads tonight than any show I've watched this season. Wow, rough. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, I've mentioned this before on the show. We don't get to, when we're live, like we're just live. And YouTube puts in the ads when they feel like it. So if you've had to stick through some ads, thank you so much for hanging out and sticking through that. As we wrap up the show here, obviously we're going to look at the standings. We're going to talk about the Pacers and all that stuff. And then we'll talk about the games next week. Because like I said, the next 7 days, whoo, some big and fun games coming up for the Magic. Okay, we talked about the Heat. Pacers lose tonight. So the Magic are now half a game behind the Pacers for the sixth seed. As was mentioned, the Sixers are reeling right now. The Magic are now 3 games back of the Philadelphia 76ers and the 5 seed. Wow. As I mentioned, the Knicks, I feel like they're probably out of reach, 5 games back. They do have a lot of injuries. Maybe they can fall, but I think whenever they start getting healthy, they're going to extend that lead again, or at least maintain that lead. I don't feel like the Magic can catch the Knicks at this point. But yeah, big time, because this means that Saturday night, the Magic play the Bulls. I'm trying to remember. I know Luke was talking about it in our group chat. Who else the Pacers have between now and then? Because they play on Saturday. The Pacers play the Knicks. That's who it was. They play the Knicks on Saturday. So Pacers play the Knicks on Saturday. And then on Friday, I believe it was the Heat play the... Oh, it's not on Friday. Maybe the Heat don't play at all. When do the Heat play? Heat don't play at all. Okay, so the Heat don't play at all. So the Magic could, if the Magic win on Saturday against the Bulls and the Pacers lose to the Knicks on Saturday, the Magic could jump all the way up to that 6th seed, which would be pretty awesome. And then, like I said, we'll keep an eye on the 76ers. Guys, let's talk about this next week. Before we do that... Randall says, I'll sign up for the year on Patreon when the guys give me a write-up and recap of the usual suspects. Oh my gosh. You guys are so funny. I know. I need to watch it. I know. Mallywood says, I think we'll finish 7th. Okay. I actually want to do one more interactive thing. I'd really like to hear from as many people as possible, okay? There's 87 of you here, 90 of you now watching this. I want to hear from as many of you as possible on this. Of this group, because we're actually going to talk about this on the Six Man Show here sometime soon. Of this group of, let's say it's Knicks, Sixers, Pacers, Heat. This group right here. Oh gosh. This group. Knicks, Sixers, Pacers, Heat. Magic more than likely, well, actually I'm going to have to include the Bucks in here. Well, okay, I'm going to include all these teams. Because here's the deal. This is the group of teams that the Magic are going to play in the postseason, whether it's a play-in game or a first-round playoff run. This is the group right here. Which of these teams would you most be interested in playing? Like, you want to see the Magic play against them? Or you're like, stay the heck away from them. I don't want to play any of those teams. So please let me know, chat. I really would like to hear this. I'm genuinely interested. Of these 6 teams, like I said, Cleveland, Milwaukee, New York, Philly, Indy, Miami, which teams you're like, I'd really love to play, you know, Indiana in a 1 game in the play-in, or I'd really love to get the 6 seed and play the Bucks or the Cavs or whatever, forget the seeding, but just talking about these teams, which of these teams would you most like to play or least like to play? I'd definitely like to hear definitely like to hear. Everett says he wants to play the Knicks. I think that'd be so much fun. The only thing I don't want to do when it comes to the Knicks is the Knicks fans already invade Central Florida when we play in a regular season game. If we play them in the playoffs, that place is going to be obnoxious. So that's the only thing I'm not really interested in. Mally Wood says, only team I'm kind of afraid of is Miami. Chris says, I would prefer the Pacers or the Knicks. Jeremy says, Indiana. Everett says, stay away from the Cavs. Yeah, right now the Cavs are a machine. Luke says, we have fared well against the Pacers, but their offense is definitely still scary. Axis said, six seed and play the Doc Rivers Bucks. Yeah. David says, Pacers and Knicks. I think we match up well with them. Adam says, even if the Magic can't catch the Knicks, I'll mortgage my house if I can watch the New York fans leave Kia Center early again. Oh, yeah, what a sight that is. Dave says, I think the Cavs and Celtics hurt us. We can beat Indy and beat them 8 days a week. Yeah. Jeremy says, most likely to play Indiana. Do you believe in says, if you are on fire, I'd like some Heat revenge. Man, I would love to beat the Heat in the playoffs. Sleepy says, Pacers, they sick again. Oh, they suck again. Yeah. Steven says, most Knicks, least 76ers. Mallywood says, I'm game to play Philly if Embiid doesn't come back. Yeah, that's facts. Everett says, Bucks are meh. They definitely look suspect right now. Shadow says, definitely would go Pacers. Jude says, I want Orlando to play the Cavs, Celtics, or Miami. I think we would lose, but I also think it would spur Paolo and Franz's growth. Sleepy says, Pacers, they suck against us. Kaiser Sosa with another super chat. Thank you for that. He says, agree, Colby White is more like a player we'd target. Agree, Colby White is more like player we'd target. Maybe. I'm not exactly sure if that's the kind of guy we'd target. A shooter, which, you know, he would be that. That's the first thing I'd say. D. Randall says, 76ers without Joel. I don't want to play the Nets no matter what. Yeah, it's facts. Ty says, Pacers or Knicks. Everett says, Embiid, free throw merchant is the worst. That's facts, man. If Embiid is in, I do not want to play the Sixers. I do not want to play the Sixers. Axis says, I just want to beat the Thunder Tuesday on national TV. Man, that game is huge for our popularity. It would be a lot of fun to do that. A lot of fun. Adam says, Knicks, we've owned them, and I would love to see their fans, the New York fans, get shut up. Manuel says, eliminate the Celts in the first round would be cool. That would be really cool. That would be cool. Brian says, against the Heat would be fun and stay away from the Cavs. Everett says, I want Miami the most. And Luke says, I don't want to play the Heat in the playoffs. To be honest, they always turn up in the postseason. You're not wrong about that at all. Thank you guys for indulging me with that. I'm always curious. Like, for me, if you're asking me, I feel like the Pacers, I would love to play them. The issue is the only reason, only way you play them right now is in the play-in. I feel like the Magic are going to end up ahead of them. And so looking at some of the playoff teams like Cavs, Bucks, Knicks, Sixers, I'd probably pick the Knicks of that group. Probably would. I'd probably go Knicks, Cavs, Sixers. No, Knicks, Cavs, Bucks, Sixers. I don't know. I don't want to play Giannis. I don't know. That's tough. Hopefully we don't have to come to that. Hopefully we can play like the Knicks or the Cavs in the first round, if you ask me. That'd be fun. All right, guys. Really quick, we'll wrap it up with this. Saturday night against Chicago. Chicago, three games under 500. They definitely played better over the last couple months than they did to start the season. But still, I think when you're healthy and you're at home, it's probably a game you should win. Not going to be easy. Chicago still has a lot of weapons. On paper, that is a very good team. But they are three games under 500, and you are at home, where you are now 16-7. At home. But then next week is just, next week is, has so much potential to be either be a party or painful, you know? Magic play the Thunder on Tuesday, the Knicks on Wednesday, both at home after getting 3 days off. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Magic are off. Well-deserved break for this team, by the way, for all the road games and everything. But the team has not fared well with days off this season. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, got to win on Saturday going into that game. I mean, that's going to those two games because that's a New York Knicks team that is 33-19. And the day before that, you play the Thunder, who are the top of the West right now, 35-16. That is a tough back-to-back. It is at home. And if you think back to big home back-to-backs over the last couple years, Magic have fared relatively well for most of them. obviously earlier this season, the big home back-to-back was the in-season tournament game on Tuesday against the Raptors, going into the Wednesday game against the Nuggets, home back-to-back. Huge games. Both huge games, Magic sweep it. Thinking back the last couple years, there's been a couple other ones. Last year we had one. And so there's a little bit of a trend of big home back-to-backs going well for the Magic. Obviously, every year is a new one. Every set of back-to-backs is a new one. Can the Magic carry it over into that? We'll find out. But first, we got to take care of business on Saturday against Chicago. Hopefully, this Magic team does not look too far ahead to that big game on Tuesday against Oklahoma City, and they'll take care of business on Saturday. Regardless whether they take care of business or not, we will be here on Saturday to recap that game for you. It'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully, another good Saturday night showing at home for the Magic against the Bulls. But Magic win tonight, so we'll take it. As we said, wire-to-wire victory. Always enjoy that. But we'll be back here on Saturday night after the Bulls game. Until then, let's go Magic.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.